What is up, Herd Nation?
Hola, amigos.
It's us again. You know what we do at the beginning of every freaking show. Watch us on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast right now, you can check us out. Find us on Twitter, Herd Words Podcast, at Herd Words 3. And our Gmail and Instagram
is Herd Words. Our Gmail is Herd Words with a Z at gmail.com. Instagram, Herd Words 3. Catch us, follow us on Twitter, like you said, Herd Words 3, follow us, be sure to subscribe and like.
Subscribe and like, you fucking pansies. but hopefully, you guys have a good day today. We had a pretty good day today. It's pretty fun. We had like a little family get together, and we got like drenched wet, and I was wearing fucking pants. Now pants get when they're wet. It's just... just terrible.
Yeah, I was just like that shit. I hate being wet in my clothes.
Yeah, you know, it sucks.
But it was fun.
Yesterday, I don't know why we got wet or how I got wet, but like, oh, we went to the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And we got to put my shoes on, my green ones, my green bands.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wearing my red ones today because the green ones were wet, but now the red ones are wet. So I'm wearing these joints now. My Skechers joints.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's why I'm wearing my Vans right now. It's because my running shoes got wet earlier. I was about to make that mistake and stick my foot in that shoe. I've been mad.
Especially if you would have had a sock on.
Mm-hmm. You gotta change
the socks. I fucking hate when you wet your sock. Put your sock on. Especially when it's like cold, like winter. You have socks on, you like step.
Fuck around, step into a puddle or some shit.
Step in something wet. Like, fuck.
Just gotta walk around with that cold foot.
Then you switch it out, you put the new sock on, there's that cold spot, like where the water touched your foot.
Hell yeah. Hands down, one of my top pet peeves is being wet in my clothes.
Yeah, it sucks, but not all that bad.
Yeah. It was fun with the kids today. Go out and getting blasted.
Hell yeah.
But yeah. Water balloons weren't popping, so you're just getting beamed by fucking water balloons.
Yeah, you're just getting fucking hit by water balloons. Not even bursting on impact, they're just fucking hitting.
I don't think I've ever been in a water balloon fight where the water balloons just worked on point.
Like, yeah, they only do that in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And now they got those complicated fucking balloons. Remember when you just could just buy balloons?
Yeah.
And fucking fill them up with water, now there's a water balloon specific. Balloons made for water.
Mm-hmm. Shit, those look like they made it fucking easy. It was like 100 balloons in 60 seconds because they all came fucking like
hosed. I was like, I'll splurge on that shit.
Hell yeah. But they need to work better.
If you're tuning in,
now's that time.
It's time to get hurt. If you're not already hurt. And if you're hurt, just get even more hurt. Stop being a little bitch.
Yes, it's time.
It's Morphin time.
Fucking Jason.
Tyrannosaurus!
You serious about this shit? Fucking. It's been a good day today. I will say that shit. I'm happy today.
Man, it really has been a good day. Remember, I took out that thing in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go Tuesday. So.
Right on, man. Makes the end of this little vacation pretty nice. It was a nice top off of me having to go back to work tomorrow. So, appreciate you.
Yeah. There's nothing like coming down after a pretty long day.
Hell yeah. Just that. Let's see. This is my first wild tobacco of the day.
Wild tobacco. Wild tobacco. Get some. Crushes
here. Feels it's gonna be good. Like, that's one of the best feelings is getting home from work, getting home from a long day. It's like therapeutic to get into that zone. Process of getting man into your zone, getting your mind right. Shit. Even this shit right here, talking to y'all, is about therapy. Yeah.
Oh, damn. red spike. Crazy. Just trying to see what's going on in the world right now. See what the fuck is going on, guys, real quick. Because I haven't even checked my news. I usually watch my news in the morning, but I didn't do that today. And I'll basically go back and check out the my news later on.
Oh, shit. My little sister was telling us earlier. Fucking. I don't know how many fucking Walking Dead fans and everything. Fucking Rick's, the guy that plays Rick on the TV show, is about ready to call it quits. He wants them to kill him off already. Guess he's tired of doing the show. I haven't read the report, but my sister was telling me that shit. So, man, I get it, man. It's been, what, 10 years? That show's been fucking rocking.
10 years is a long time, man.
Bro.
So, I think 10 years after doing one show. I got like 8 years.
I think it's been 8 years.
It was like 8 years. Fucking Eric. He was like, I'm out to season 7.
Bro.
Think about the commitment you have to do. You have to keep your hair a certain length, your beard a certain length.
Mm-hmm. You can't go out and just be you. Which brings into another thing, the fucking like Chandler, whatever his last name is, Carl. It was he left the show, they fired him or whatever. Like, dude's been doing that shit since he was fucking 8 years old, man. Like, kid never had a real fucking childhood because he had to be Carl Grimes. He couldn't be Chandler. So, yeah, for the first time in his life, he gets to fucking, or at least going into his adult life, he gets to be himself. That's why I thought it was pretty badass that, like, when he was done with The Walking Dead, he really fucking went hard with his music shit.
So, I don't know if you know the, like, the real story or what really happened. So what he said, basically, I want to go to school and shit. Or what happened? Like, did he say, like, yo, I'm going to dip? And they're like, all right, before you dip, I'm going to fire you. Or was he, like, kind of like, I want to go back to school and shit, live a regular life for a little bit. And they're like, all right, you know, they fired. Because he had purchased a house.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think he was still, like, into doing the show. But the writer was like, we're gonna write him off. I'm going off of what Ryan told me. I didn't read any like reports or anything like that, but I know like, or at least that's, I trust fucking Ryan's judgment because he reads on his shit. Plus he's a real fan of that show. But he's just saying that the writer wrote him out, like he just killed him off because for whatever purposes. Like, because it's not the same writer. Of course, like I know, I can't think of it. Scott Gimple, I think his name is the new writer, and then Robert Kirkman was the creator and the co-writer for the first few seasons and stuff like
that. He doesn't write anymore, right?
Robert Kirkman?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not part of it anymore. Scott Gimple took over the TV series.
Oh, I forgot. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. So, like, it's not even
canon anymore. Well, it never really was canon, but
I think it's like,
at least some touch of originality with Robert Kirkman in it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's canon, but it's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe compared to the Marvel fucking comic book universe. Like, these characters still exist. It's just a different, like, take on the same shit. Like, if they wanted, I guess, to get more deep, they'd go into, like, multiverse theories or whatever with it. But it's like, yeah, Robert, it's not the same universe as Robert Kirkman's universe. Like, it's based off of his, but they always went to.
They always do that shit.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's, like, contractual bullshit. Like, maybe they have, like, something with Image. I think Image owns fucking, it's either Image or IDW, I think, that owns Walking Dead, the comic book. So, they maybe like they get fucking entitlement to characters. But I also heard that Robert Kirkman wanted to do his own thing. Like, he didn't want to give people the same story as in the comic books, because he's like, if you want, like, it'll take away from the comic books. Like,
crazy, man.
Because at this point, the show is pretty much covered the head with the comic book. They have to. Comic books only release once a month.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, I don't know what Scott Gimple's doing or what they're going to fucking do now. It seems like everybody's just kind of like bailing from that series itself. Maybe it's about to can. So like, fucking Chandler's gone.
Yeah, he's supposed to get the torch anyways, right? Now the torch gets passed to him, so it's kind of like...
Like, it takes away from the whole, like Ryan said...
I mean, you killed the majority of the fans. Mm-hmm. The majority of the fans really do read the comic book and stuff like that, but... I mean, you're cutting, like, too much meat away.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Like, now you're hitting home with, like, everybody. It's like, my mom, you know, before she passed, fucking, she was into that shit. Fucking, she never read the comic book or anything like that. But actually, she did read the comic book, like, after she really got into the show. So, like, there's people out there that I know don't really care for the comic book, but care for the show. And they care for these characters. And they're just fucking cutting them out. Like, the show doesn't go on like that. Like, I feel like they're gonna probably try and, like, keep shit going and kind of turn the story with Negan, maybe, or somebody like Daryl.
And they do it with Daryl, maybe.
But I don't even know, man. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do. But you got Morgan, he bailed out. He didn't really bail out. I don't know if, like, I know the same studio does it, but I don't know if it's the same directors or the same people in charge of the two shows, Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead. But if Morgan felt like Fear the Walking Dead was more of a fucking benefit than being on The Walking Dead, like, I don't know what that says for the fucking thing. So I used to always watch fucking The People before the episode. Like, I knew Glenn was about to get killed off, not just because of, like, the fucking stuff in the episodes, but because of him in real life. Like, I was like, damn. I start seeing him in different roles for, like, movies, or, like, I saw him, like, right after the show ended. Right before his death, he had gotten married and shit like that. So I was like, man, he's probably gonna have a lot of time on his hands. So I bet you, like, bet you they gonna do it. Like, they gonna follow through with that scene in the comic book. So, I don't know. I always watch that with people, and that tells a lot about the storyline to the show.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Walking Dead is just like gonna can.
It feels like it's gonna can, man. It's like,
it's already losing most of its viewers. Like,
I was really into it in the beginning. Like, I watched the first season, I watched the second season. Fourth season, but like after the fourth season, stop watching it like heavy, and with no like real reason. But I guess something I must have not really liked it if I was willing to just be like, nah, I don't care if I don't keep up with it.
I think it's like life. I think like as life changes, your interest, like, you get more interested in something else than watching, like, because there's a lot of shows that I really like, but I'm like, man, I never finished that show because I got into a different show or fucking, like, it took me a long ass time to finish fucking in Game of Thrones. I stopped on, like, the fourth season, and I was just like, I didn't care to tune into that show anymore. I guess I was tuning into other shit. I was just, like, really into my art or whatever. And fucking, I just stopped watching. I know with Walking Dead, I could definitely see it now because it's happening now where after the eighth season, seventh season. Well, after fucking Negan kills Glenn, I was just kind of over it.
Yeah, that's pretty much like when I stopped watching too, bro. Like, I guess, yeah, like, finally. Because when I met Lauren, Ryan was into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started watching every Sunday. Like, we'd get together and watch it. Like, before I stopped, I really. It was after Glenn died, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. It's good, but it's like. It's not there anymore. Like, some of the shit just doesn't make sense to me sometimes. Plus, if I could start critiquing the show too much, I lose interest. I always get like, man, ain't no zombie gonna walk up on you in the woods. That type of shit pissed me off. Where they be in the woods or something, and they like get surprised by a zombie like right behind them. I was like, man, you didn't hear all them leaves rustling behind you. Man. You didn't hear that thing dragging its feet to come get you. Like, they had a bunch of moments like that. And they had fucking, I don't know, some of the stuff they did to Jesus. Like killing Tyrese the way they killed him. Doing everything the way like Herschel died and shit. Like, I don't know, they changed a lot.
I've changed a lot. Mm-hmm. It's your cat.
Damn, I think if they fucking The Walking Dead, because they didn't kill Judah, spoiler alert, y'all. Because they didn't kill, well, fuck spoiler alert, y'all should have been done ready to find, but it's been out for fucking years. When Judith was supposed to die, fucking, he kept her alive, so I don't know if they're going to try and, like, restart.
With Judith?
With Judith. Probably give her like the
shot. Probably because she's a woman. It's a hint going that direction too.
And kind of make her like.
Hopefully you didn't get offended by that. But, I mean, I think the new Mowgli movie, Mowgli's a girl.
He looks like a girl, I thought so.
But it's a boy?
It's a boy, I think.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure, because when I saw the trailer, I was like, okay. Because I thought it was a girl, because it looks like a girl. It's just called Mowgli, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the trailer, I was like, man, it looks pretty good. But that last Jungle Book was garbage.
Think so?
I did not like it. I thought it was like a cool concept to have them, the real animals. It wasn't like too cartoony, but like some of them looked weird to me.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's a little boy. But I see why he thought it was a girl, because it looks like a girl. Looks like a little Indian girl.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'd be good. I don't see myself watching it, though. That's one of them. Like, Wrinkle in Time movies for me.
Oh, man, that looks terrible. That movie looks like it just goes all over the place.
And that would feel like it. It's dumb shit. But leave it for the kids. It's gonna suck, man. Because in a few years, we don't have to be like all of the Indian movies. Again, Autumn wants to see that shit. You gotta see it.
Yeah. I saw. I just read right now that Harvey Weinstein is being indicted on 3 cases.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, man. I think that's. Oh, man. That's crazy. hopefully it doesn't like die or anything happen to him. That's why I think it's because he's got a lot of ties to a lot of people. Like, he's been photographed a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Photographed with like Oprah, Bill and Hillary Clinton. He's gonna seem like a bird. But I think that's why he'll end up dead, or something will happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Or something could happen to him, so people need to keep an eye out.
Oh, yeah. Something if he falls, shit. He ain't falling on one.
Yeah, he's bringing down everybody. Crazy much. Gross.
But it's good that his ass got fucking arrested and caught. So my fucking ass is fucking, we were debating the Harvey Weinstein and the Bill Cosby. I say I'm glad I'm a man of innocence until proven guilty. So I don't really can say if he did or didn't. But this Me Too movement, I will say fucking drown that shit out. And then the Harvey Weinstein things won't be more preparing them. And she's like, why do you believe the people that say it about Harvey Weinstein, but not the people that say it about Bill Cosby? And I said, it's not that I don't believe him. It's just in those two instances, is leverage. Harvey Weinstein had the power to fucking not only not give you a job, but like make sure you don't fucking work in the business. Versus Bill Cosby just had the power to not get you a job. Because a lot of these women or whatever were saying that they're people that auditioned for the show or whatever the situation is. And I feel like those people have the people she's saying what justifies them for staying loud, the Harvey Weinstein victims for staying silent versus the Bill Cosby victims for staying silent. And she's saying that Harvey Weinstein had that power. Like, he had that real power that.
The fuck up your life from like emotionally, mm-hmm. like mentally, and financially.
Mm-hmm.
It'll never work again.
It would shut your whole shit down. Bill can't do shit. Bill, the most he could do is just fucking tell you, you're fired. It's like, I'm really glad they got fucking Harvey Weinstein. In the sense of like, and if he, like the shit that he knows, they better have that motherfucker on 24-hour watch.
Yeah, man. It's gonna take off. But he's been indicted, so. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, he talks to me. Hopefully.
Bullet Club.
Hell yeah, Bullet Club. Man. I forgot what I wanted to talk about. Enzo Amore. This Monday. I believe it was Monday. He dropped the music video. He's rapping now. Garbage. It's trash. I want to play it for you guys. It's
straight garbage, damn.
You're just doing it too much.
Yeah. I need to sit down.
I mean, you don't even gotta sit down, just gotta do less. You're doing way too much.
Oh, bro. There's some people that just should not rap or have rappers around them to tell them, should I do this shit?
Got that on World Side Hip Hop, and it's just fucking strange.
Of sports entertainment. We will be live in 2019 in Ohio. I can't even do it on your door. It's the 25th anniversary of wrestling tonight. And if you knew anything about commitment, you wouldn't be asking me to go to the store for you. Now let me stay and do my work.
You fucking piece of shit in that wrestling.
Mom, you let me do my job. Hello? What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh! Oh! Hold on, breaking news!
Listen up, you sloppy jalopy son of a bitch. Sitting on your fucking couch with your fucking phone in your hand. Doing your armchair detective work, thinking you know what the fuck's going on. When's the last time you kept a 2 month social media charge? Think I was gonna say shit?
I'ma let y'all start shit, talk shit, but how the fuck to give out again? If you're rocky, you gotta leave, what you gotta do is win. I'm running on a zero fucks given exhibit. I got nothing to lose, for a minute, damn it, to win it. Sky's the limit, sorry I'm super, gotta admit it, yeah, I'm over the limit. Left cut out, and one way ticket, roll up with it, spark that bitch. Harder than I would let my lips, piss excellence, bitch, I just shit it. Eyes full of heat on the crazy eight, let's see y'all pivot. Blow my core, bounce back, red number 24. My shit for pretty right off my hand. Wow, I just love, cause you can let us fall, double that soul. What's I love, what's I hate, either way I glitch, I ain't tough. What's he gonna say, what's he gonna do? Got him on his toes like a midget. Out of here, no. A couple red roses on my gimmick.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm sitting on my feeling it, bro. It's probably because I'm hurt. I see what you're saying like that. He was doing a little too yelling. I don't know why he dropped the beat like and started doing all that. He could dial it. He had like a 9.5. And you could dial it back to like 7 with that part. But he got bars. I thought he was going to be. I want to say he got bars. He got styles.
It's just the yelling. It's like.
Yeah. The why are you yelling?
Yeah,
man. Why are you yelling? Yeah, I'm chilling this one. Yeah, I 100% feel it. Like, I want to not feel the song, but I feel what he's going to be feeling where he is doing too much. It's just like,
damn, it's just really bad.
You're just yelling at you.
You can't hear the beat. Yeah. Is he going for like a mystical type thing? Like, what's he doing? What are you doing? A real one? What are you doing? Please tell me.
Just a move.
Should've went back to wrestling. Could've got better at that. But, I mean, I guess, you know, that's only one song. It's only one song. Yeah, it's only one song. I gotta hear his other shit. Ryan Judge.
He was on me. He was on me. I enjoyed it. I think he could have been hard.
And he could have only got home, but he didn't.
Didn't that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he, you know, he did his best. So
he did his best. Yeah. He's good for you, sir. He got it on World Star, so. There's
people out there that are
listening to me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's people.
I can get some trouble awards. So he just like call up World Star and be like, hey. Got a new video. I want y'all to post on like Payton or some shit like that. Imagine that's happening. Like, oh, $5,000 grand. $5,000 for fucking 24 hours. Or
Hell yeah, it's weird. It has to be like Black Panther, man. It's fucking crazy. Fucking crazy. Something else, bro. Let's see what else is going on in the room right now.
I heard Star Wars fucking wild, bro.
High foot.
Damn.
The dolphin SpongeBob style. Harvey Weinstein and the Clinton protection racket.
That what?
Ah, okay. Yeah, let's read a little bit of this article, I guess. It says, Ann Coulter, Harvey Weinstein, and the Clinton protection racket. A big part of the reason Weinstein was finally exposed was that the Clinton machine is dead. Ann Coulter, AnnCoulter.com, May 30th, 2018. Harvey Weinstein. Recent perp walk reminds me of another great thing about Trump winning the election. Hillary Clinton isn't president. A New York Times article on Weinstein's court appearance noted how the ground shifted last year, finally ending the code of silence surrounding powerful men. Why, last year, if this has been going on for decades, dang. The article explained that Weinstein's power was enormous, his connections extensive, and his willingness to play dirty without bounds. Did Harvey lose his money and connections last year? Nope. But last year was the first year of Trump's presidency, or as I like to think of it, the first year of Hillary not being president ever. Yeah, Mike, she had a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of people are going to go down.
What is Hillary?
I don't know, but did you see she's wearing the back brace?
I didn't see, man, I haven't seen shit on fucking that's like, I heard, like, I
was trying to be, like, discreet about it, but it's like,
bro, she out the window, bro. She about to go.
She about to turn to dust.
Because me and May talk about that shit all the time, fucking. She's just like, what the fuck happened to Hillary? Like, she lost the election. And she had a little hoorah, like, as she faded out, like, she just, like, slowly started, like, walking backwards and then booked it out the door. Like, that's all I see for her. Like, comedic stuff. Just, like, oh, excuse me.
Has been spawned on locations lately wearing long jackets paired with colorful scarves that
cover her neck and drape down over her back. Big jackets.
With Clinton's style choice, summer. Which she has even worn out in 80 degree temperatures, has prompted speculation that she has something to hide,
weird,
a back like, brace. Eagle-eyed social media users noticed her strange protrusion coming from Clinton's back
when
she was photographed.
That's a funeral. He's like telling everybody shit. And he gets to the guy with the suitcase. He's like,
the supposed back brace was
that isn't fooling anyone.
As she left her daughter's building and headed back to her waiting car, she wore
he's a
brown and blue scarf.
He doesn't know that you're a man.
Despite the summer tight temperatures in Manhattan, those on social media were also quick to point out her upright posture and bundled up clothing. Hillary looks to be wearing some sort of back brace, wearing protrusion and scarf up to her chin. One Twitter user wrote,
slowly
is Hillary wearing a back brace now?
Mm-hmm.
Something was not natural about her posture and bundled up clothing. Weird. Another person tweeted.
Anyways, yeah, that's her, yeah, her back brace. And it's just like, got to go. She on her way out that door, man. She a little chill as fuck. All that hatred gonna fucking wear your body out, son. The only way out now is in the casket. She looking at I-9s, bro. Like, yeah, bro. Fucking anyway, that's why you're doing it. Jesus Christ. What she thought she was gonna be president and then just like.
I think she really did think she was gonna be president. Cause man, dude, they spent a lot of money up for her campaign, bro. A lot of money for her campaign. Basically like shoved it down everybody's throat, like Roman Reigns style. And still Donald Trump cannot win. Cause I think Hillary Clinton was going to come in and just, like, Hillary Clinton so ruthless, like, she would just pull the trigger. Like, all right, I'm president. Martial law. Yeah, you want to come in. We're taking your guns. We don't take your guns. We have authorizations. Okay. They're just trying to kill you the way you want to take the camps. We starve and die. Who the fuck knows? You know, really, they have like, you think the globalists would like, they were hoping for it, like, cause they're gonna pull the trigger, like, they were really gonna pull the trigger, like, they're just really gonna kill a bunch of people, just because now with Hillary in power, they have the power to do so.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the globalists, I think they already control the whole political board itself, since I think they're gonna do that regardless. Like, I think
yeah,
it's gonna happen point blank. Like, over these next couple of years, it's gonna be a lot of the death ratio is gonna go up. It's like already being like a mass fucking, I guess, killing on fucking all parts of the other parts of the world. It's only a matter of time before we really start to see it here. I mean, it's already a mass killings on property line, so it's gonna be the middle class line too. It's not just gonna be lower class people being killed on the streets. It's gonna be that anybody who doesn't follow along with them, that's you.
Yeah. Okay, you know how there's like big fucking gashes in the earth now around the world? They're saying like one theory is they think it's because of like construction, like way some type of construction, like way down below. And I don't mean just like, you know, where they drill for oil and stuff. I mean like way down, they're like way fucked down. They think some type of shit like that is going down. Because when those gashes appeared, there was no like seismic activity like it was in the earthquake. It just like appeared overnight, like but they also think it's connected to a cloud of dust that was reported a bunch of. That's right, I don't remember what they were doing. But I took a look at those gashes. Man, those things are scary. Like, you're basically seeing them. Earth, like the continent, just like working apart. Like, that's crazy. It's insane. It's fascinating.
Right here, it says the furthest we were able to
I just think that they are on the ground because like there's those videos of the 18-wheelers going underneath and they say like they go underneath and they just drive at like miles across the country to ground. That's crazy, bro. So I know those fuckers are down there fucking around. Bunch of assholes. That's why I asked if you think that if Hillary and Clay, they were just gonna pull the trigger on the breakaway civilization. But they finally just like finally do it out there. They conquered. So I think it's so important for Americans to realize like we are the last hope. And I mean we're basically showing everybody how to do it in their own country right now. The Trump office is doing pretty good stuff. The only thing I don't like is the omnibus bill in Syria. I don't agree with money that at all. 100%, but I don't know, it's just weird to see a lot of the shit happening nowadays that never happened to any other presidency. Like, months and South Korea are talking now, like, that's crazy, and it was really, like, hard to get them to start talking.
I want this to be why they feel like they need to partner now to go against what?
I think Kim Jong-un needs it, like, they're hurting, like, they don't, you really can't feed his people, he has no real economy, because, I mean, nobody can afford to buy shit there, so it's all, like, labor, slave labor, shit. And I also personally think he doesn't want to get Gaddafi. Especially when we gave him the ultimatum, like, you know, denuclearize. He went with it. Because, I mean, what is Saddam Hussein, Muammar Gaddafi, you know, we just went in there and fucking took him out because of it. Because, well, not really just because. But yeah. This guy would have been like, because he didn't listen.
That's where I see it. I see us making new allies, and they're making new allies. I see teams forming. Like, I think that it's going to be like North Korea, but like with Russia, and everybody over here. I'm over there, and so we in the UK and America and fucking Israel. It's just a good word. We just fucking have.
Awesome.
I think it's about time the world needs another fucking. I don't think it's about that this is how the elitist think is that they're gonna turn out another big ass war to start making more money.
Something big's gonna happen. I know something big's gonna happen. Because
they're starting to really clean up shop, like around the world.
Like he really is, like the swamp really is draining, bro. Like, you're really seeing like the corruption, like you're seeing the infestation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wild, man. Like, that's. They've been basically hustling or pimping out America and the Americans forever, man.
just the way I see it, they're fucking, and now, like, it's like everybody's picking their chips up off of it. The way shit is happening now, the division they're causing, fucking people becoming more exploited on the, yeah, it's fucking, not exploited, discovered, like, all these, like, Harvey Weinstein and motherfuckers like that.
Oh, exposed.
And they exposed, there we go. Like, they're purging that motherfucker. Like, they're dumping it all the time, they're paying out the real fucking, those world leaders or whatever. Like, they're getting ready for you to hit that fucking.
That's something, bro.
Somebody's gonna blow up somebody. It's gonna fucking. But again, like, I think it's gonna be another fucking 100% like, not a terrorist attack, but like a fucking military attack. Like, they're gonna do something again on the homeland, like, that hits people hard.
Yeah, I think some sleeper cells are gonna end up being activated. You're gonna see like a crazy terrorist attack. Like just massive. I mean like everywhere.
Like everywhere. Like 9/11 times.
Man, too soon.
Yeah. Rest in peace to all those people.
For real, man. Died for no reason.
So that's the difference of things now. It's like people really died. Like that's an undisputable. People fucking died. Like real shit, people died. All these false flags that they put out now, with all these school shootings and bullshit that you don't know, like what really happened, such as like Sandy Hook and stuff like that. Like, there's not people that are second guessing it. Like. 9/11 shit, people were like, wow, that hit people hard because it was like, these people died, but for what?
Nothing.
And it's like,
because they wanted to go to war.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be another fucking one of those that's really going to shut it down. Like something like fucking California being fucking destroyed. Like something on a full impact scale like that, like California, like that. Hearing that a state from a different country, like they told you fucking West Africa was fucking destroyed. Like it was just straight destroyed. Fucking millions of people died just like that. That shit's gonna hit all the way around the world. That's gonna be like fucking bad. Especially to the people that are closest to the fucking bomb, such as the country itself. So, I'm not going to live in California, but I really feel like something's going to happen. I just feel like that.
Oh, why, man?
Bro, there's been shit like Hawaii's being fucking erupting and shit.
That's why I think it's weird to think the gases in the earth.
Maybe.
Volcano, volcanic activity. I wonder if it coincides with, I mean, it might not, but like, it is.
I believe it. Like, check it out. You think about like Walmart's and Amazon's, Apple's and Samsung's, these fucking Fortune 500,
Walmart, especially
countries. And tell them, you instill this tax plan that fucking gives them a shit ton of money. Let me tell you, start cashing up over these next couple of years. This shit's about to go down. Like, this motherfucker is fucking up. So when the new world comes, you'll be in wealth. It's like the same thing, like right before fucking the Great Depression. When they told, when what's the name?
JP Morgan?
Yeah, pulled his shit out the day before. He said, this shit's about to fucking go down, man. Get y'all's money out. And then when the new world comes,
yes, the banks are going bankrupt.
Mm-hmm. Who depends on the banks the most?
And everybody take their money out. When they bought a little bit. So.
Mm-hmm. I think about
control.
Think about that shit. That's what fucking scares me in life sometimes. It's like,
that's how much of an influence he had.
Mm-hmm. Like, if the banks just shut down tomorrow, but people still want their money for shit, what happens to this world? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can't go fucking use my car tomorrow, I'm fucked. I can't go get nothing. Like, I can't fucking, I can't buy shit. You know what I mean? Banks are down. People still don't want their money for shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, half of the world. But rich.
I don't know. Know
not to have their money in money. They have it invested in vehicles or fucking houses or art or some shit like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That be in your sister to poverty, man.
For goodness, man. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So it's gonna fucking get pretty wild in the next couple of years.
Yeah,
it's gradually getting wild, man.
Man, I can't. I just can't wait for everything to be prosperous, for us to be prosperous. Mm-hmm. Tired of the fucking bullshit. Like, I'm just ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
The next phase, man. Like, mm-hmm. Let these bad people go to jail. Let's take the country back. Let's fix the laws, the justice, and the education system. Let's purify it. Like, let's make it like, you know, bipartisan. Enjoyable for everybody and doesn't infringe upon anybody's rights and stuff, you know. And let's also fix the economy and pay wages and things like that and bring more jobs back to America. That way everybody prospers. Because if there's enough jobs, man, and there's just not people working, then basically that's what you need to do, right? Like, I think. Because there's a surplus of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But you still choose not to work.
That's not. It's fucking. We're mentally drained. Like, it's hard for people to go to work and not be rewarded with.
Yes, what I'm saying. That's what you need to fix it. Right?
Exactly.
Make, what I have to say, true value.
Mm-hmm.
Your labor has true value because. Without your labor, a company couldn't
make what they do.
Yeah, they couldn't do what they do. They really couldn't. I mean, yeah, some stuff could be atomized, but I mean, you still need people for some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like, these companies shouldn't be so powerful, shouldn't have so much money while their workers make so less. Like, that's why I hate, like, the stigma with, like, the, I call it, people in charge of shit, the elitist. People associate the elitist with a new world order, but shit's gotta change, man. But that's exactly what we need, is like a new world. This world is, it's been fucking corrupted. And there's a lot of good people out there, and I know they're out there fighting. These are Americans and people all over the world got to understand we're all in this shit together.
Yeah, we really are, guys. We really are all in this together. We can totally make a difference.
Everybody felt the same way one night to change the world. Like, everybody looking at that mindset. You know, and I'm changing my life, that person's changing my life. We're all fighting for this.
Hell yeah. But it's gonna be it for Thick. It's actually the last time I'm about to die. But is there anything you wanna tell?
Shit. Keep getting it. Fucking follow us on Instagram. I heard words too. Follow us on fucking email us. I heard words crazy. If you know. Drop us a line, fucking shit the prize, yeah.
First three people. Yeah, but definitely follow us on Twitter at HurtWords3. Send us a goddamn email. HurtWords3@gmail, like Ram said.
We out you.
You're never alone. You're never alone. Remember that. Don't let the you know the gist. You get the gist.